And
I forgot this shit is heavy.
that one, and
the views and opinions expressed in the Straight Dope Show are those of the hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the show, the Uplift Society, or Rock the Crowd TV. The show is intended for entertainment purposes only and does not provide professional or legal advice. Listening to or watching the show is at your own risk, and the creators of the show are not responsible for any damages or losses that may result from its content. Enjoy the show.
His stats hold up and all that other shit, and then they've won a couple and they just lost, and it's not, is Dak Prescott any blah 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 blah. You know what I'm talking about, bro. I feel like they
the world
let
is
off
falling
of, the same way they talk about Brock Purdy. Like
the world is falling, and they got to get a better quarterback.
But I feel like they let off of that, and it's just like, nah, bro. It's more of a team thing.
I mean, it definitely is more of a team thing.
Nigga, there's 10 other motherfuckers besides me. That I can't shit. Throw the passes I can't catch the passes I throw, nigga. Like, the fuck?
Like, it's understand. Funny, though, because I feel like from that position, they just want you to work magic all the time. No matter what's going on around you, whatever, what's breaking down, I just need you to make magic happen. And that's what makes you a good quarterback.
I mean, some niggas do, bro. Josh Dobbs, is that his name? Hey, bro. That's
bro don't even know they name.
That's the guy.
The plays.
That's the guy. That's
wow.
The guy. Hey, you know what, though? He got that 15 on him. I'm trying to tell you.
Y'all don't even know how I hike the ball yet. Okay.
Y'all don't know.
Y'all don't know how it sounds. Let me show y'all this shit real quick before we get out there.
Yeah, real quick. Real quick. We suited up. This ain't the week. This ain't the day before. This is minutes before. All right.
And they won that game. They put 28 points on the sixth-ranked defense. I read that, and I was like, wait, what? They did what?
Bro, this is what I feel like. All right, guys. This is Rock. This is Straight Dope Show. I'm Aluno.
See, I'm Tribute to Wonder, but it's always weird to me because we just stopped and then we started again.
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, it's almost like you don't know that, but you should know that.
You should, but in case you didn't, I hope you're watching this on Rock the Crowd TV. If not, please do. And we were talking about Josh Dobbs. I think that's his name.
I don't know his first name. I know his second name.
I was going to say that this is a testament to the players aren't watching the plays, they watching you, right? So all of the film and shit they watched was on a quarterback's tendencies. Mm-hmm. They not watching the plays y'all running. They watching how do you tip the plays that they running, right? So when you put somebody out there that nobody's ever seen before outside of college, he can get off on you. Because you don't
Nobody's
know any
expecting.
Of his ticks.
Yeah,
you don't know any all. Of his itches. Like the same reason I said that people got read Brock Purdy. It's like, bro, we figured you out.
Got a year in.
We see how you move, bro. We see where your feet is placed when you're about to do some shit. And we key on that.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that if we ain't got no film. So every time this happens, it reiterates that point. Because it's like, dog, new quarterbacks go off the first game.
Oh, the first year.
If they complex, it's a year. If they yeah, not complex, good. It's yeah, a game.
Right. A couple games. Maybe.
Right?
You might get on a hot streak.
You might get to, yeah, and then it's a wrap because they've figured you out.
And you done for a good 7-8 weeks before mm-hmm. you win another game.
Yeah, because you gotta get past that, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's real, though. I'm glad you actually laid it out like that.
Yeah, because but nobody ever talks about that. They just, it's like, oh, look how amazing they were. And like, I'm listening to Bomani, and he was like, he's not even that good. And it's like,
who's not even that good?
Josh Dobbs, the dude, the quarterback. He like, no, because he's saying that because dude got the job that I'd always want if I was in the NFL.
The backup?
Super backup. I'm not the one or the two, bro. I'm the three. Matter of fact, if you got a fourth spot, my nigga, I'll slide up in there. I mean, you show up to work and they like, hey, you gotta suit up today, huh? Say what, nigga? Like, okay, there's still another nigga before
See,
me. And
to
then
me,
it's like, no. Nigga,
to me, this comes playing. Down to opportunity, like just like the Wimby Bobo conversation. Because
absolutely.
In football, at the quarterback position, it's even worse. Because you can't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, mistakes happen every down.
Well, like, no, hey, but no.
You got to control the chaos.
Exactly. And the opportunity is good. But like I said, I'm the only person that would ever have that job and never not want to play. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, bro, if you a backup quarterback, you in the league because you love football and want to do this.
But the thing that makes what Dobbs did so great is, like, he did what if you were a football player and you go to a playground, like, or, you know, an open field, mm-hmm. and we just got niggas out here playing, mm-hmm. oh, you said you a quarterback. All right, play quarterback.
All right, put
you I don't
in.
Know any of you niggas. We don't have any actual plays. Yeah, but I don't I'm about to name. Run this shit.
You calling niggas by the shirt they got on.
You know what I mean? I'm running this shit, though. You on my team. All right, hype, nigga, go.
Go.
whatever look, fucking what route doing. You, nigga, you yep. open, I'm hitting you.
Hey,
I'm
going to just see you, bro. No, I'm going to just see you.
If you great, you great. Mm-hmm. If you not, then you not. You know what I mean? And I feel like if you... if you're out there as a football player, you can see who has the talent and who can't.
Yeah.
Regardless who they put in the position.
Absolutely.
Like Mark Sanchez. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter who they put in position. Very, very great. Because he was winning games and niggas believed in him regardless to how he fucking looked. It's like, because Tim Tebow would have went down to the local fucking whatever game
yeah.
on Thanksgiving or whatever that y'all do. You know what I mean? Yeah. And he would have been out there. So.
That's real.
Yeah, I think it's the same with any sport, man. If you really can do this, we can see it in you.
But that's kind of why they got you around, right? Like, mm-hmm. especially at that position. If we didn't think you was worth nothing, we wouldn't have you as on the roster, right? Like, that's taking up a spot from somebody that we might need at one time.
That might be true, might not.
Well,
be true.
I mean, at that point, it could be nepotism.
Organization might be fluff.
What's his name? What's brother name?
Thanasis?
Is that his
name? Antetokounmpo?
Yeah.
Thanasis?
What's his name?
Thanasis, bro.
Thanasis,
bro.
That would be dope if he just rocked with that.
He has been rocked, from what I know. Yo, game is Thanasis, bro. That shit is disgusting. Just stop playing basketball. That shit is trash.
I'm not here to play basketball.
That nigga say, I'm here to get my cardio on. What you mean?
And make sure my brother could.
He wanted the Jokic brothers, bro. Mm-hmm. He just made it onto the court, bro. We athletic enough.
They couldn't hide the Jokic brothers in the jersey.
He put it. Your niggas can't put the mask on. They stand out.
We couldn't hide y'all, bro. You got the tattoos. You got them real gangster tattoos. The
that's muscle, real.
The muscles ain't basketball muscles, bro. We can't fake that. We can't say that you was practicing basketball your whole life.
That's a goddamn lie. Niggas was lifting fucking elephants and shit. I don't even know what country he's from, bro.
Oh, damn.
Right.
Slovenia?
Don't say it like no. you know.
He don't know.
Don't say it like you know. We're just going to be out here naming shit just because we know.
I know Eastern
European countries. Nigga, Czechoslovakia, bro.
Tell me.
Slovenia, nigga.
Yugoslavia.
Like, yo.
Yo, there's so many countries out there. Azerbaijan.
This nigga's traveling to Wales, bro. I'm telling you. We just out here naming shit on the map.
Bro, we be acting like we know.
Yeah, nigga, we study. Yeah.
If they, you know how to give you the map without the names and they like put the name on the country, you like, yo, I know four of them. Bro, I know like the rest of them is over there.
Exactly. Exactly. It's in that general.
I ain't mad,
that's
bro.
What I do. When we on the map, they be like, point this out. It's in this general area here around that.
It's somewhere. It exists. Hey, look, that's all I'm ever say. It exists, nigga.
It exists.
Have I been there? No. Can I point it out on a map? No. Can I spell the name? No. So
say it in Google. That's where we at.
Bro, I don't trust Google Translate. I don't, bruh.
Where are you going with this?
Nah, like, you brought it up. I'm just saying, because I've been putting some shit in Google Translate, and I'm like,
That don't sound right to me.
I'm like, nah, dog. This seems like the Chinese character tattoos, where it's like, you telling me what I want to hear, but what does it actually say? Right, and them shits don't match up. I don't trust that shit.
I want this to say in Chinese. That nigga wrote on his body.
I want this to say in Chinese. See? That has nothing to do with nothing.
It's so cold, bro. That's so fucking cold.
How would you ever know?
You doing this on a body, though. How would you ever know? But why would you be that fucked up?
Because they was fucked up to me.
Bruh, if I ever found out.
That's why you don't do no shit like that.
Nah, but if I did, though.
You got to just trust it, Brad. Don't ask. Nah. Look, hey, nah. I'm telling you.
Because if I did trust you and I found, I don't even care if it was 10 years later, look, my nigga. I was going to say. If somebody told me I was and I knew where you was, I could find you.
That nigga have packed up already.
You better hope, nigga. You better hope you ain't in the same spot. You better hope I can't find you. Exactly. Off a card or some shit. I was giving your name out.
I feel like that's why you don't do no shit like that. That cultural appropriation. Nigga. That's why you don't get down like that. Because you like, nah, I just love the Chinese characters. And I don't want what I'm about.
I think that's bullshit, though. Mm-hmm. Only because a lot of cultures don't care. As long as you know what the fuck you're doing. See, if you knew what the characters meant. Yeah, but that's not appropriation if you know what it meant.
That's the point. If you know what it means, then you know they fucking it up. As they doing it, you know, and you're like, hold on, that dash don't go like that. Like, you already know. If you don't know, you're just like, oh, yeah, that's really cool.
That's so nice. Thank you. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
And they like, I knew they didn't know. Like, because you know how they got to draw it first? You know how they draw it on the paper and put it down?
That's so devious, bro.
Hey, Doug. Hey, don't be fronting. Don't be acting like you fuck with us, but you don't really know shit. Like, that's what happens to you. We ain't talking about shit.
Here we go again.
Like, actually, the Warriors. They got that Chinese New Year jersey. And how we know what it actually say on there.
I'm pretty sure somebody on the Chinese ambassador team.
But how you know they all ain't in on it? It's just like, fuck them Westerners. How you know? How would you know?
Somebody, bro.
How would you know? Somebody. How would you know? How would you know?
Be some checks.
Bro, what if you just...
Somebody got to know.
What if you just dealt... What if you just dealt with the home country?
Bro, this is a $1 billion organization. Somebody know. Somebody got to know.
I think they printed the wrong one time.
Even if they did print it wrong one time, they corrected that shit because it was like, yo, how you going to print that shit wrong, nigga? We just wasted hella money. Nah. I don't believe that. Nope.
But nigga. Speaking of the Warriors, I ain't got nothing for him.
You ain't got nothing?
Nah, not really.
I like how he look.
I mean,
y'all like this team. I think I said this last time.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this team, but my issue is still Wiggins.
Get off his back, bro.
Nah, because me and my dad, we were sitting here, you know, brainstorming trades for the nigga.
Get off his back, bro. Damn. That nigga's plotting his exit. That's fucked up. Get off his back.
So many options out there, you know? And it just reminds
y'all got Wiggins.
You're right. And it reminds you he need to be playing better. Because there's so many niggas out here.
Who are you getting?
They love your position, bro.
Bruh, who are you getting for Wiggins if in your brainstorms, nigga?
Kyle Kuzma.
Fuck out of here.
We could pair him back with his homie, bruh. Get him back to Jordan Poole. See? Look, you think about it.
Nah, nigga. Bruh.
Or the one that they keep saying, they keep pairing this nigga's name with the Warriors for years now.
Who is that?
OG Anunoby. See, send that nigga back to Canada with his people. He'll play harder over there because that's where he's from. They want him over there, I'm pretty sure. You know, Canadian Jordan out there, you know what I'm saying?
Stop hating on bruh.
What you mean?
Let him rock, bruh.
I love Wiggins, man. No, he's great.
Bruh, you just be looking for somebody to hate. Like, he's okay. He's not trash. He's okay.
He's the only one not doing well on the
he's
team.
He's okay.
He's the only one. Chris
Paul scored 1 point. Nigga, he's okay.
He's still doing great, though. He ain't doing bad. He ain't a detriment.
This nigga's a hater. How your own fan? How the... Bro, this is how you know. You know what? Nick Young might have been right. It's hard out here for a former NBA.
I tried to tell you, bro. He was right about some shit. I tried to tell you.
Nah, because it's like, bro, how your old team fans, niggas that's champion you up. Hey, we love you. Hold your jersey up and everything. Be like, nah, this nigga gotta
Wiggins
go.
Wiggins Island, nigga.
He okay. He okay, he ain't terrible. He not he not doing that bad. He just okay.
He is that bad right now, but it's like,
can a nigga get? Can
he get? It's him? Like, yeah, I can give you. I should be able to give you a couple months, bro. I ain't even give him a full couple weeks.
At least
weeks.
A month.
I didn't even give him 2 weeks, bro.
You was not even with that nigga last week, bro. You was like, nah, bro. Wiggins need to step it up. I was like, bro, we done this for 3 days.
Nah, he ain't stepping up, bro. This shit look weak.
Damn,
like
yo.
It looked like he didn't come to training camp or something. You know what I mean? It's like he didn't work on anything in the offseason. It's like he didn't do anything. Yeah. But he did though. Like when we saw a video of you training with niggas.
That's
like
how you know they didn't do nothing. But
okay, you might be right. We gotta show these niggas we was out here.
We gotta drop the fucking workout tape so niggas think we was working out during
I made
the
like
summer.
6-7 in a row in that one clip, bruv. I'm good.
Yep.
Niggas gonna let
I'll come
that
back
shit.
Next month.
These niggas gonna let that shit. I worked up a good sweat that day, bro.
That day, bro. Sound like me. That one time I worked out, bro. You know what? I just went shooting like a month ago. It was good, bro.
Oh
I got to tell
God. I think he did that, though. I really think he did that. And it's okay. But when the rest of the team look like they humming and you the only one that look back, because remember, I was getting old Clay, bro. I was ready for Clay to be the one.
He was ready to jettison him, and now you...
you know what, say shit about
what's
him.
Funny is you just want somebody off the team. Like... That nigga said, oh, Jordan Poole gone? What are you other niggas got to go to?
There just has to be a punching bag, bro, on the team. There has to be one. There's got to be one.
Damn, dog. That's rough. Because your team look nice, bro. They look, all the shit that I ever have to say about them is never really negative. And I don't really see any flaws with a good backup for Steph. And, Kuminga look like he coming along.
He might take Wiggins' spot, to be honest.
And I think Moody doing what Moody do. Like,
back it up, because Kuminga, if he was smart enough to stay on the court, he would have already taken Wiggins' spot. Because they won't finish games with Wiggins. They've used any other player because he's looked as bad as he has.
Okay.
So it's gotten to that point where it's like, yo, if you straighten out, you know, Kuminga, you... Mm-hmm. Got this spot right here for you.
Mm-hmm.
You want to start, my nigga? You can go ahead and leap this dude. He okay with being leaped? He's
not worried about it.
Nope. As long as we winning, that's his mindset.
Yeah.
So I'm so ready for Kuminga to be the guy. Damn, how fast did you smoke this, nigga?
I think I hit it twice.
So you know how we were
Let
talking
me know if
about
I hit it twice.
You know how we talked about you smoking 800 blunts.
That's how you do it.
Just some Olympic shit right there, Ooh, bro. I don't know how you did that. I felt like I hit it twice. That nigga ghost hit this shit. That nigga lip sent it to this ghost was like, it's some extra for you, nigga.
Y'all as good as you should be. And the only problem that I have is the in-season tournament.
You don't think we can do it?
It's not... I don't even give a fuck about winning it. I think that the more intense basketball early in the season...
The worse for older teams?
It's going to be worse for everybody down the line.
Oh.
Right?
You might be right.
Because it's like... Because what did Draymond say? Draymond said it felt like a playoff game, right? And they all playing for something. If I'm getting half a ticket... They get to win this shit. I'm out here, right? On top of my regular salary, I'm out here, bro. Fuck what y'all talking about, right? So to be with that mindset, everybody do it when you at work. Like, if I got a goal, I'm working for the goal. I'm not thinking of past the goal. I'm thinking of reaching this goal.
Yeah,
right. And this one's the run in front of me. So yeah, it's more intense. It's great for basketball and all those other things. But for your team, if you're trying to win the championship. Right? Like, if you're trying to win the NBA championship, not the NBA Cup, but the NBA championship, your focus, you gotta...
Should be on that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like, because it's the intensity, bro. They going hard. That's great. Cool. But y'all not young. Y'all not children. Mm-mm. Bro, y'all not playing two games a day like you did at AAU. Y'all not doing that. Feel me? Y'all doing back to backs across the country.
You
y'all
know
going,
what?
Because, before you go.
Damn, you're right.
What you just said, you had, they had two back to backs on the East Coast. And then they come back for the tournament game today. Mm-hmm. Or they'll be back and then they got a day off and then they got two games back to back again. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how many back, is there these more back to backs than you had before? If it's not, y'all on the plane a lot. Y'all going from Indiana to Oakland. Feel me? And then playing. Y'all played either the night before you got on the flight or you play it right after you get off the flight.
It'll be jet lagged.
You see what I'm saying? What I mean,
it'll be a lot of sloppy, slow games.
And that's the first half of the season.
You know what, though? The good part of it is that it's not a long tournament. It ends on the 9th.
It's the first couple of months of the season. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I get that part. It's not the length of the tournament part. They did a great job of working it into the season. My issue, or question mark, I guess, is the actual intensity, right? Because
first game was very intense.
When you pushing yourself to that level, we see how cats walk, bro, Jimmy Butler in the bubble. Mm-hmm. We see how cats is walking away when you working for something. And you doing this in fucking November.
Yeah.
Right? Ain't nobody ever played this hard in November.
Nah, this is a first.
Right?
Like, literally, this is a first.
You playing hard in November, but how you gonna feel in June? There's a whole reason why they've been cooling it. Right? There's a whole reason why they be doing the fucking load management and all that other shit. There's a whole reason behind it. These cats wasn't making it to 82 games, taking it easy.
Yeah, nah.
Right? No, don't nobody play 82 games.
Nobody. And if you did, you still weren't playing like 40 minutes a game.
You see what I'm saying?
If you were, you're like the true Iron Man. Like they talk about you for that.
The last person that ever actually beat that was AC Green.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he was putting in the minutes, and he was there every game. I ain't seen cats do that since 2002.
Yeah, nah.
Right? Yeah. So y'all not... So again, cool. Tournament, y'all playing harder, is awesome, exciting, and all that other shit. That's great, but what's the basketball going to be like in March?
It's going to be ugly. It's slow. Or...
And then... Wait. And then, one step further... Who beat these niggas in the Olympics?
We're going to wait on that. Because you got to see if these old-ass niggas can make it to the Olympics. Talking about we want to play. Can you make it? Because, I think the tournament thing is going to be great. I love the intensity just in general. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it brings the excitement. It might not be a bad thing. Like, we're talking about it in a hypothetical in a negative tone, as if it, you know, it could be a detriment. Like, it actually might be a good thing for their bodies.
It's a question mark.
But wait, it might be a good thing for their bodies to try to ramp it up at the beginning of the year and then go back to a regular pace for the rest of the season, and then you ramp it up again at the end until you get to the playoffs. Like, that might be better for them than taking rests and shit.
It was more of a question mark because I don't know, right? We've never seen this before. But in the way my head works is, you only have so many jumps in the knees. You only have so many miles on them ankles.
I mean, that's true.
So,
but
when you, so
the better you prepare, the better you will be.
So, but they only, I hear you, but they've only prepared for the marathon that is an NBA season. They didn't prepare for two sprints.
But you can now.
There's no break.
Okay, I hear you.
Like, I'm
trying to be positive about this.
I am, but I'm trying to also be realistic because it's not. I don't want you.
Nah, it's not gonna be easy.
You know what I mean?
It ain't gonna be easy.
I commend niggas for being doing this shit and being involved in blah blah blah, and seeing how far they can go. But that's how my head works.
I see the validity in what you're saying just because the first game that the Warriors played the Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
And they both put up 140 points,
mm-hmm.
which is incredible, right? You know what I mean? That offensive production, they were on top of their game. Mm-hmm. And it's like, even on good defensive like possessions, they still making shots. So it's like, these guys are trying really hard.
Mm-hmm.
But the next game, which was yesterday, they had a day off in between.
Mm-hmm.
We had no legs for anything. Like, we couldn't make any shots whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was one game of the tournament and it already had a result that bad, mm-hmm. what is the whole tournament going to do?
You right. know what I mean? And so. Then the and all of the games count to your regular season total, except for, I think, the semifinals and the finals. Mm-hmm. Right? So it's like, if you get to the finals and shit, and you going that hard, right? Cool, you won the tournament and shit. What does that do for you going forward? Right? Because it's not like, cause just because you won don't mean you get an extra break.
Somebody, I forget what player said it, but one of the players said there should be an incentive in playoff positioning for the tournament.
Yeah. Halliburton said that.
Okay. Yeah. That was great. Because if we keep talking about the incentive, but there's also a risk reward with even playing in this tournament, which we're talking about now. Mm-hmm. So if the risk reward was the reward was so great that it's like, well, we're trying to get to this valley at the end anyway. Mm-hmm. And then we guarantee ourselves a spot. We don't know which spot, but you can guarantee yourself a spot in the top six. Mm-hmm. Just winning the tournament. That'd be some shit to me.
That, I mean, yes. And I think that the NBA might be banking on what I just said, that, why that's not gonna work out. like, does that, you know what I mean? It's like see previous conversation, bro. It's like, yeah, nah, you hustled and won the tournament. Cool. By the time we get to June, bro, where you at?
Whole new production.
No, it's like you just said, we've seen they legs from night in, night out, and this early in the season. Now we talk about after 82 games. Y'all got not a high seed, but y'all seeded in the playoffs. So you second round, right? Or you know what I mean? You first round, but you getting home games or some shit like that. And you getting blown out because the niggas that didn't rank in the tournament, you feel me? Or they got stronger as the year went on, just blew the shit out of you because your legs was gone and you used all your best players to win the tournament.
But that's real. That actually happens.
Hey, get hot at the right time.
A lot
bro.
Of these old dudes are going to get burnt from this shit, and there's a lot of old players in the league. So this is like, this kind of matters what happens this year. Mm-hmm. This kind of does matter. Mm-hmm. So this better be successful and not just for a couple games, the whole way fucking through. You know what I mean?
I think
that's why they're putting so much behind it, so much extra promotion.
Well, I think it'll be successful just because it gives you. Involved in basketball way earlier than you usually would, right? Because football season is on. Basketball don't matter until football season is over, right?
Niggas don't really
start caring until February, which is like the All-Star game.
Yeah, March, February.
Yeah, right? So that's when cats really start caring about it. So it's like you got people interested in basketball in November. Right, going into them Christmas Day games that will mean something. Now it's not just look at this marquee matchup we have, right? Like, nah, bro, this means something for their rankings or some shit. All of these things matter. Ooh,
you know what? Now, the fucking Christmas game, since it's after the tournament, what if they try to change it up to where
it's after the tournament?
It's the tournament happens on the 9th. So a Christmas Day game could have a relation to the tournament where it's like we bit the losers against, you know, the
it might be a rematch or some shit. Yeah.
Dope shit.
But those are the things that make it make sense, right?
Down the line, yeah.
But it's also everybody fighting for ratings, bro. I've been telling my partner this for a while. It's like you're not competing in your lane anymore. We all on the same freeway, nigga, and it's 100 lanes out here. Yeah. And we all going fast.
And we trying to overtake that football shit. Right. Keep adding days to the week.
Bro, football trying to go international. Yeah. They opened the office in Germany. They didn't just play a game out there. They opened the office out there. That means they're making moves.
We about to do this. Mm-hmm. About to have a team out here, nigga, Manchester or something. I'm not kidding, though.
No, you're not.
Hey, didn't they say they were going to expand? Well, no. NBA said they were going to expand two teams, didn't they?
Yeah, but them is just teams that existed before.
Oh. But they're going to do it.
Or, what is it, Seattle and Las Vegas?
They're adding them, right?
Eventually. I don't know when. But everybody's expansion and expanding and trying to get an international market because a lot of people are like me. We've been around this shit for so long that we can see through the bullshit and it's not, you can't, it's wrestling to us now. We know it's fake. We know you bullshitting this, bro, but we'll tune in for the entertainment. But we're not buying in like we had before.
Nah, definitely not.
We need a new market to expand to. We need new people to be interested. We created a cup tournament. Even though nobody in America fucks with cup tournaments.
We really don't. I don't think I've ever heard anybody be like, hey, man, I'm about to go home and watch the cup.
We don't. Right? You didn't do this
for... Maybe the Super Bowl, and that's about it.
Bro, Super Bowl, World Series, nigga, NBA Finals.
Yeah.
Sit. The NHL Finals. We do tournaments. We don't do shit just for a cup. That's not the final. That's why they all called the finals.
We tournament style out here, cuz.
Like,
we definitely tournament.
We don't do this even round robin.
US Open shit, that's tournament style. Yeah, bro. We want that. Go through the gauntlet.
Exactly.
Show me what you really... So it's not... Show me what you got.
So, we doing all of these things to...
Have you been attract... watching Rick and Morty? I'm sorry, bro.
No, I haven't. I never watched Rick and Morty like that. It's cool, but it's not... Like, niggas is really obsessive with it. And I'm like, it's all right.
I'm going to need you to get on all of this shit I'll be on, bro.
Nah, bro, you know what?
I'm about to switch the whole conversation.
You know what? I'm going to need you... You know what, we can switch right now. You know what I need you to get on?
What?
These RV videos on YouTube.
These RV videos.
So I think YouTube think I'm an old white dude.
Definitely.
So they be giving me all the investigations from around the country, from the local news stations, and...
So you know what's going on in your neighborhood?
Well, not in my neighborhood.
Local neighborhood.
In somebody's
watch.
Neighborhood.
Are you a part of the local neighborhood watch?
Never. but them RV videos, bro, them shits is hilarious because it just be cats complaining about customer service. Because this shit was built shittily. And so they got to constantly call them and get it repaired. And then at some point, the company's like, bro, they just stop responding.
Wow. We're not dealing with you no more. Fuck you and your problems.
Even though you spent $100,000 on this motorhome.
Vinland Saga is the shit, though. This is why I was saying Vikings and anime.
Oh, that one that got the black dude on the cover. Ain't no black people in that, huh?
You know what? I don't like that you said that.
I'm not tripping, bro. We know how it is.
Nah. Because I didn't want you to point that out to me like that.
Hey, because I kept watching it and I'm like, still ain't seen nobody that looked like
the definitely no black people in it.
Still ain't seen nobody that looked like
the But you
the
know, there wouldn't
cover.
Be in those times or what in time? Those places.
Well.
Unless they were slaves and I don't want to see that. We don't want to really see that.
If you talk about Vikings and shit, of course there's no black people in that. I was talking about that other one, that sci-fi looking shit that had the black dude on the cover, but then we didn't see no black folks.
Oh, wait. Yes. I haven't watched that yet. But it's on the top things. You know, uh-huh. The people are watching this. You should watch this. Everyone's watching this. Sure. Nobody's told me.
Ain't
I haven't heard not
it.
One person say anything.
They be lying,
I haven't
bro.
Even.
Hey, look.
You know how they pop shit up on the YouTube and be like reviews and people talking about
anybody
it.
Talk about
not
it.
One.
Don't nobody care. It's over. It's a wrap. Yo, don't let them lie to you. All them
they
apps
shouldn't have put a black dude on the cover, bro. They should have put a white boy out there and then just toss that little wrench on you. Let you know after you got into
after you
it.
Get into it. Yep, absolutely. That's definitely how you should have did that. Because it's like, yo, you're not nobody watching this.
You never watched Vikings, though, huh?
No.
Damn, bro.
I don't care about Vikings, nigga.
They dope, though. It's the story, bro. It's,
I don't care about these
I don't care
story.
About Vikings either, but the stories be dope.
I
don't believe
something.
In none of that shit.
I'm about to say something. I'm like, you know what? It's good. Keep that to myself.
Damn, I know where you're going. Iris.
See, what's known ain't gotta be said.
It's not bad though. It's pretty good. It's pretty good, despite all the facts, despite all of what doesn't need to be said. We're screaming it though.
Duh, right. Now, what have I watched recently? I haven't watched anything. Oh, your boyfriend, Sam Bankman-Fried, got found guilty.
Who?
the FTX.
Dude. Oh, yes. I saw that pop up. He did. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's huge, though. Because.
It don't mean shit.
Well, no. Under him, since he's guilty, who was a part of that that's also going to be guilty?
No, nigga, just him?
Just him?
They flipped on him.
Good.
Everybody told.
He Everybody did. Said it was that
and
guy.
And then when he got on the stand, he like, nah, I didn't do it. And they was like, nigga, you guilty.
Nah, I didn't do it.
Nah, I didn't. Or it was, I did it, but I didn't mean to do it. Or I didn't mean for it to spiral out of control or however it happened. So, yeah, him.
But she guilty.
So, but what's funny is it's like they running it up, telling you about it, and it's like, they can say getting their money back. So,
what is so far past that point.
So, it's like, why do I even care? Yeah. Like, yeah. Bro, at the end of the day, all I want is Cassie getting their money back. If they're not getting their money back, shut the fuck up.
You're not getting your money back. We're like, so far past. We spent the money.
We spent the money. That shit is gone, bruh. That was a lot of DoorDash orders. That was a lot of Caribbean penthouses. That was a lot of niggas' exorbitant salaries, bruh. It's gone.
Exorbitant salaries?
Bruh, there was a moment where there's an email between somebody and his dad where they sent his dad, I don't know, X amount of dollars. And his dad sent the email back like, yo, getting blah, blah, blah for promoting FTX is a penance. I need more. Bruh, then they sent him like $10 million or something like that.
Damn.
It might have been 100. Who knows? But he was like, nigga, I'm not getting what I'm worth, son. And they like, all right, bruh, give it up.
And they did, though. Pay me what I am worth. That is real. Alright, where are we going with this?
Nowhere, bro. I think that's the end of the list. I ain't got nothing else.
Wait. We didn't even talk about the turkey.
Oh, we did. We did, but we didn't.
We didn't.
I thought we gave it enough.
No, we just talked about Dylan Brooks and Wimby.
We just talked about the tournament and how these old niggas ain't gonna make it.
No. The actual NBA teams that are doing well right now. And well, not the tournament, that's the league.
It's week two.
Nigga, yes. And last week, we had our two early reactions. And this week,
we need the reactions
of what we said last week.
I don't remember what we said.
Well, for one, we definitely were reacting to Big Giant, nigga.
Yeah, I mean,
then there was Phoenix not looking good, which they kind of doubled down on. It was
they still bad.
Yeah, after a 40-point game, they got one win. You know what I mean? That was
from Kevin Durant. Bro, what's his name? He even played.
Yeah, he ain't out there still. So that's a problem.
And Dylan Brooks ain't been out there either.
That keeps following Kevin Durant.
Huh?
That his teammates can't show up when he's out there. It's like a thing, like his comic book thing.
Blame the base guy.
But like, you know how they. Fuck Kevin Durant. Anyway. It's like a part of his story, though.
Nah, it is.
Like, he can't escape that part.
He went to fucking Brooklyn and he couldn't get on the court.
He got on the court. His teammates weren't on the court. He got social issues and all kind of other shit.
Right, he went to the only place that they stayed on the court was the first two stops, right? Only two. Once he left the second one, it was like, oh, you're cursed.
James Harden is cursed. That nigga just got on another team.
He not cursed. He's what you said you thought Jokic was going to be.
What?
I'm going to make MVP, and then I'm going to stay there.
What you think about this nigga saying he a system player?
He didn't say he a system player. He said I am the system.
Nigga,
that nigga said, I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman.
All right, Jay-Z. This nigga said, I am not a system player. I am the system.
Nigga.
I bet you he really was like, yo, that's a bar. I'm going to say that shit on the interview. That did not land well with me. Did that land with you?
I liked it.
You liked it?
I feel where you coming from, but I liked it. Like, The fact that he said it was a bar. Nigga, what you mean?
I mean, it sound cool.
It sound fly as fuck.
It sound real cool. But you know, Snoop Dogg said a lot of cool shit that was actually corny.
Example.
2 + 2 = 4.
He not wrong. Like, oh, I mean, he not, like, that's accurate.
He made it sound real cool.
I mean,
that shit was whack, though, bro. That was whack. That was very whack.
His voice sound
he made it sound cool, yes. The bar was not hot. That's not a good bar. That's the wackest bar you could ever write.
I mean, but this was a fly-ass bar. His timing was just off. Like that.
His timing was just by about 5 or 6 years, nigga.
Ain't nobody ever asked him, no. Like, so he could have been holding on to it, nigga. Like, he could have thought this up a long time ago and had it in the tuck.
And he was just waiting to deliver this shit. Y'all niggas don't even know, bro. Y'all niggas don't even know. Oh, I get this chance. Look.
He got to dust it off, bro. Hold on.
I ain't a system player. I am the system.
Nigga sad. Yeah. Nah,
man, yo, shut your dumb ass back down. This nigga is stupid, bro.
He fucking weak.
We don't like him. Does he know that?
No.
We don't like him.
I don't know. See, I feel like this is the thing. It's not that I don't like James Harden.
Hey, just you, all of us, everybody. We don't like him.
Nah, bro. I feel like...
Whoever was his fans before, them niggas are myths now. Nah, they don't like him.
I feel like y'all got to put more respect on James Harden's name,
bro. No, we don't.
Yeah,
we really don't. No, we really don't.
He the only nigga. He the only nigga to force himself out of every situation he did not want to be in.
This nigga is the cancer, bro. This nigga's name should be the cancer.
His whole career, bro. They wasn't treating him right in... At the Thunder, bro, he left. They wasn't treating him right in Houston. He left. They wasn't treating him right in the Sixers. He left. They wasn't treating him right. Wait, he went to Brooklyn fight. They wasn't treating him right in Brooklyn. He left. They wasn't treating him right in the Sixers. He left. Bro, y'all gotta put more respect on the nigga name. Everybody else would be fucking tarnished and out of the league. Nigga, if they behaved the way James Harden had.
Look,
hey, he got something.
I want you.
He got something.
Hollow Man was a cool movie.
That shit was awesome.
But not many people remember that shit, though.
That shit was lit.
You know, they remade it a couple times, too. But guess what? That shit still got forgotten, bro. Still didn't do much.
Bro, you're not going to forget James Harden, though. That's what I'm saying. Anybody that ever tries to leave a team from here forward is doing James Harden.
Still going to forget about him.
You're not.
Yeah, we are.
Not
telling you.
You know, bro.
Gilbert Arenas already told y'all niggas it's hard out here, bro. They forget about you quick. If you not one of the, you know, the ones in the league, bro. And he ain't one of the ones. Nigga, he got beat by one of the ones every time.
Wait, what Gilbert Arenas say?
I can't say it bar for bar. But he was talking about the same shit we talked about.
Hey, but I'm saying, he gonna be...
I wish you could pull the clip up real quick.
Hey, nah, you know what? I tell you the truth, though. Y'all told me James Harden was a star. That beard shit.
He is a star.
No,
he was dope at the time.
No, listen.
Back then.
Listen. I had no idea who this dude was at anything. All I kept hearing was the beard. I seen some shits.
Little B cursed him too.
I seen some commercials, some Adidas.
You know that, right?
And shit. Yeah. For the cookie thing. Yeah, no, but that's what I'm saying. Y'all told me he was a star by all y'all actions. So, y'all, you know what?
He was a star back
then. No, you know what? Y'all did the little baby. Because the same shit happened to him. Right? I didn't know who little baby was. And everybody was like, little baby's my favorite rapper. And I'm like, who the fuck is that? Right? And then he popped up and it was like, oh, him? Why y'all like him? Right? Y'all give me all that bullshit.
That's funny,
about
bro.
How good he is and how amazing he is and how he does this. Oh, he had an MVP and all that other shit. And then y'all come around and be like, nah, that nigga trash now. It's like, no, nigga, y'all made him a star.
How is he trash now?
Y'all made him a star. Y'all made him a star. So y'all can't say we gonna forget about it when y'all made him a star.
It's Especially when y'all loved his shit. Wait, which one are we talking about?
Both of them, nigga. Okay. I equated the two.
You know what I mean? I'm like, wait, which one are we? Because they both did the same thing. We'll come out real hot doing the same flow over and over and over again. Y'all gonna love this shit.
Y'all gonna love it.
And eventually you're gonna be like, nah, this ain't it to me.
And then, this is the problem, is y'all made him a star with that shit. So y'all got, he ain't going nowhere, bro. James Harden.
That shit is never going anywhere. James Harden really think he's still an MVP, bro. This nigga's trash. He's been trash for years, too.
Actually, though, Fluffy James Harden was balling, son. When he came back, y'all was like, bro, he put on hella weight. But he was showing you how thick niggas move. He was getting it in. So it's like, I feel like you're just a hater. That's how I feel.
James Harden always balls, bro.
Yeah. But
then he quits. When your team needs you most. You know what? They had that joke about him on the hero ball thing. And that nigga just walked away.
That's cool.
Maybe one day you won't leave us when we need you most. That's really what they said about him.
That's cool.
That's crazy. We all think this about you, bro. You just gonna quit.
No.
You're a quitter.
I don't quit.
No, you
do what
quit.
I want to.
No, you're a quitter.
I do what I want.
And you quit.
I do what I want.
That's what you do. What you want to do is quit, nigga.
I wouldn't say it's a quit.
Nah, it's what you want to do.
I wouldn't say it's a quit.
It doesn't matter what you call it, nigga. It's what you did. It's just what you did.
I don't care what prism you look at it through, nigga.
This is what it is. You quit on them niggas over and over and over and over again.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's rough. That's rough for his teammates. You know, he got new teammates. They all love him. I wonder if he gonna quit on them niggas too. They gonna make the ultimate Megazoid, and them niggas is gonna just break down.
I feel like
my ankle.
Nah, I feel like this is the perfect team. Because it's one of them, they all OGs. They all LA dudes.
Yeah.
Nah, so it's like, hey, bro, go off until you don't, and then I'm going to do it. And then I'm going to go off until I can't, and then he going to do it. Then he going to go off until he can't, then he going to do it. Then it's going to be back on you, dog.
Nah, bro, I'm going to tell you, bro, it's going to be that perfect fucking Cinderella story. They're going to get to, like, the second round, almost make it to the Western Conference Finals, and one of them niggas going to quit on them. Somebody gonna already be hurt.
Bruh.
Damn.
Shit.
Somebody gonna be hurt already.
All I'm saying
is somebody gonna end up quitting on them. Who you think gonna quit?
They only got one quitter over here.
They actually have three.
Who?
Paul George disappears. He's known for it. Kawhi Leonard magically gets hurt every year. They could just be taking games off.
Bro, Paul George still be
James
trying.
Harden is the ultimate cancer.
Paul George be trying.
For some reason,
Kawhi Leonard ain't never been healthy.
Bro, for some reason, everybody hates Russell Westbrook. He gets the tainted poison, bro. He's like, have you ever seen Game of Thrones?
No.
Oh, bro, if you touch these little things, you start getting scaly, right? You start turning into like this little reptile being, bro. That's how they treat Russell Westbrook.
But he's the most curious of them all, bro.
That's how they treat him, though. So wherever he goes, turmoil follows because of how they treat him. So this is just a recipe for a downfall. Like, they built it into that team. A downfall is built into that team.
Well, I was thinking
from every angle.
So check this out. Up. So I was thinking this a while ago, and it kind of pertains, maybe not, but it's like, once you realize that descent is built into the program, then you won't trip on shit. Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, the way the system works is it requires parts of it to not get along. Right? Like, that's what makes the system move. If everybody got along, the shit would not work the way it does.
Probably not.
Right? So, yeah, no, that kind of makes sense. But in this case, I think that you're wrong, bro. The LA niggas.
I know you were making all kind of sense, but you're wrong.
Like, I don't want to believe
and
it.
I don't have the time to explain to you why.
Exactly it. We're moving on. who else? Oh, bruh. I still got faith in the Wizards. Even
have
Wizards.
You seen
Hold on, Jordan? Shut up. Shut up. Let me get this out. I still have faith in the Wizards. Wow. Wizards players do not have faith in themselves. Okay. I'm still.
You hear that shit?
I'm still Wizards in the play-in. I'm still.
Even though they don't have belief in themselves.
When a nigga say.
Bro, I feel like I'm about to start preaching, bro. I need a fucking Bible, nigga.
Bro said.
Who do you believe in when you don't have belief in yourself? Bro, who do you turn to?
Bro said.
What would Jesus do?
If we. Nigga. Bro said. If we keep playing like this, it's going to be a long season. I'm like, don't say that. Don't say that, bro. You got to have a hope at the end. We're going to turn it around.
Hope.
We're going to get better.
And you start your seasons off with these kind of words, my nigga. Week two. You got to have a hope enough to win.
Bro, you got to
nigga, what?
You got to have a fucking the Angels in the outfield, nigga. You got to have... What's the shit with Marlon Wayans when that nigga was on Holy Man? What was it? you don't remember when Marlon Wayans was hooping in college and his brother Kadeem Hardison died and then he was the ghost that helped that nigga hoop and win a championship?
Wow. These are like ingrained memories that are super deep, bro. Like, I haven't seen that shit.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Fuck that.
Nigga said and his brother was Kadeem Hardison. What?
I'm finding, finding the name right now. Like, yeah, dog. It was his brother. Yeah, the sixth man, nigga. Oh, yeah, he was like three. Never mind.
Bro.
Yeah, Kadeem Hardison wouldn't fly out to the 2000s. Like, he is fly. Fuck with the man.
Who?
Dwayne Wade. You see, like, you only know him as the meme for Dwayne Wade when he got the glasses that flip up. Nigga, a different world?
Yes.
Yeah, him.
Damn, that's cold. You're hella right, because when you say a different world, I know exactly who you're talking
and
about.
And it's only because of Dwayne Wade.
You just fly this nigga out. What you mean?
So anyway...
You
got
to bring me back to the reference. I gotta pinpoint that.
Yeah.
Here you go. Right there.
I said it multiple times on this show. Nigga, the Wizards is going to make the play-in.
But are they, though?
I don't
we
know.
We back on that again.
I don't know now.
This is going to be an every week thing.
Yes. Yes.
Are they going to be in the play-in, though? They look trash.
Until they mathematically eliminate it. All right.
Until why your teammates don't like you in 2 weeks? Why they already sick of you, though? Why is the organization sick of you already? Why are the reports that the organization is already sick of you? You are a lot. That's what's being said. He's a lot.
Just imagine if that was the report.
Yeah, I wish I could be the one to get up on ESPN. Hey, my sources are saying he's a lot.
You know, we try to deal
with
it.
Maybe, like, elaborate on that. Honestly, I can't really elaborate more than that.
I just got to tell you that he's
what
a lot.
What they're saying to me is,
this is a direct
he's just
quote.
A lot. You know, you do with that what you will. But, you know, it doesn't look well from here.
They be like, nigga, we got 5 more minutes. Keep talking.
This is all I got. This is, you know,
that's rough.
We can speculate
bro.
On the situation.
That's rough.
But no, his teammates don't look happy with him.
I mean, but he's sad though.
Is he sad?
Absolutely.
You think he heartbroken?
Absolutely.
And he's trying to like play it off like
absolutely.
Bro, I don't even
you
need that
nah,
bitch.
Fuck
like,
that.
I really don't need that bitch.
You seen this nigga's pictures when he took the jersey pictures. That does not look like a happy nigga. It did hit me like, you know what I mean? Even if he smiled, bro, we know how. We know niggas. We are niggas, bro. We can see through the bullshit.
All right, first off, nigga shit number one. If you feeling good about yourself,
you get a fucking haircut.
When we about to take pictures. There's no way in hell you coming up to the pictures with your shit all bushy and shit.
You not, bro.
Not caring.
If you feel
even
good,
if you are that nigga that just got the bushy shit.
But it's still fly, though.
Exactly. You picked fly. It out. You know what still I mean? Fly. You made yes. sure it looked a little more decent than you normally look. That nigga Jordan Poole just that showed nigga. Up and threw the jersey on and was like, all right, I'm here.
Let's take these pictures. Like, yeah, nah, bro. So I feel for him. Like, that's what I see, is it's like that.
He's trading me to nowhere.
He not happy. He depressed and shit. And people got expectations for him. It's not just, nigga, you got shipped over here. It's that you might be sad, but you have to be a man at this moment and grow the fuck up.
And just deal with it.
But if you ain't never had to do that, that's a hard road.
And he gave a bar too, bro. He was like, hey, I'm already solidified. My career is solidified. I won a championship. You know what I'm saying? I did that.
I mean, that's cool. Robert Horry got six of them, nigga.
I just need you to know that. I just need you to know that I am that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Because I did that you already. Not. But I'm already solidified in my career, though.
You not, though.
But I already did that, though.
I hear you, dog.
You know what I'm saying? Because... I'm a champion.
They need real friends. That's what they fucking need. They need real friends because I'd be like, all right, dog, like, you know you full of shit. Like, all right, you got a championship, but...
he need Wiggins back, again. Bro.
He needs to train. You're not taking Wiggins. Kuzma.
You need Wiggins back, bro.
You're not
taking
Kuzma.
There's too much stupid in one side, bro. It's not balanced.
You're not taking Kuzma. I don't care.
Just saying, dog. It's never gonna work. It's never gonna work. You gotta send Kuzma to somewhere they can rein him in, and you know you gotta bring.
Bro, Kuzma know what he doing. He is they stalwart 6-6 player.
I promise you, when he got to the bench after he threw that alley-oop, that nigga was like, "Yo, shouts out to you for being bold enough to throw that shit. That was nice, bro. Do that shit again."
You talking about the down 20?
Down 20 off the glass.
I mean, but...
Oop, nigga, we out here, highlights.
I mean, we here for entertainment, right?
You saw something I'm talking about. It's too much on one side. You need somebody that's going to let you know, hey, bro, maybe not now. Maybe not now. Nah, Wiggins, man. Is that, bro. Wiggins balances him out, man. He needs that. That nigga needs Wiggins back in his life.
I appreciate the oop down 20 because y'all got to do something. You down 20, nigga. Like, the fuck? Like, what am I here for?
The crowd booed them horrifically,
was
bro.
Was it at home?
No. Yeah. They were on the road.
Do that shit.
You are about to be legendary over there, and it's not gonna be for good reasons. They're gonna laugh at you. That's not gonna be the reaction you want. It's not the thing.
I mean,
they got a Shaq and a fool reel of him in 1 week.
I didn't see it, so
you didn't see the reel?
No, I didn't see the oop either. So I'm asking, was it like a fast break oop?
Yes.
Was there a defender?
No. Yes. Exactly. We showboating down 20.
That's not showboating.
Yes, it is. Oh. Off the glass.
How you know he didn't trip? And like, he was trying to lay it up.
This nigga did this. Off the glass.
He depressed, bro. Leave my nigga alone. He trying to find joy wherever he can find it.
Right?
Y'all stealing the joy from the boy. Let him go.
He depressed.
He might be. Leave the nigga alone, bro.
You might be right, bro.
We shouldn't double down on him. Leave the nigga alone.
Leave him alone. Leave Brittany alone.
I'm trying to tell you, dog.
I wish I had the blanket and the flashlight.
These are signs of depression. My nigga showed up to the photo shoot, didn't comb his hair or cut it. That's number one. Number two, you at work. Fucking off.
Really bad.
Like, that's it. You're just at work, fucking off. Everybody. I'm the only nigga that's like, trying to shoot him some bail. Everybody. Top down. The fuck is going on?
Bro, your teammates don't like you already, though. That's the biggest kicker right there.
I'm depressed, nigga. They told me they love me over there, and then they shit me out. Left, nigga.
Left me out here.
They told me I was next up, nigga, and they sent me. Shit me away.
Nigga said, somebody help me. Anybody.
I'm calling out. I'm telling y'all.
That nigga Simba, bro.
What?
You don't know Lanky?
I thought this was what you were talking about.
That nigga was by himself. Somebody. Anybody. That nigga depressed.
That's rough, bro.
He still got the same defense, too, bro. He looked terrible.
Bro, it's been...
I need Draymond.
It's been...
That's all I ever wanted.
Nah, you know what? It's been... It's taking it back to the last episode. It's the Bobby Knight thing. And he's one of those players that doesn't respond to... That's not listening to you. I shouldn't even say doesn't respond. I'm not listening to you. Anything I'm imparting on, or you're trying to impart on me, you're trying to help me out, you're telling me what I'm doing wrong, I'm not listening to you. And they paid me.
Yeah.
The people paid me, nigga. Fuck you. The people paid me, nigga.
That shouldn't happen.
So, yeah. And then the Bobby Knight came out of Draymond, and he punched that nigga.
Right in the face. Put hands on you, Bobby Knight.
Right? And then... He been downhill ever since. And it's not like... And it's partially...
You know what pissed me off, though? Because we didn't talk about this. My team trying to spin that he was the problem the whole time anyway. And trying to make it seem like Draymond was right for punching him. It's like the media niggas was trying to say that.
Well, no, like... But what I'm saying is it's not...
Changing the narrative?
But that's my point, though. Mm-hmm. It's not that... I'm not saying he was wrong. I'm saying that the decisions that were made put him in that position, and the type of person he is did not respond well.
Yeah, I mean, you right? can't, and we all said you can't blame him for not responding well, because who gets punched in the face?
Well, no. I'm not talking about that part. Oh. I'm talking about before that. Mm. I'm saying they won the championship. He got signed. He got his contract and shit. Those decisions that weren't made by him.
If they made that ahead.
Right? Somebody else gave you the contract, nigga. He'd be dumb to not sign it. The fuck? Give a fuck about
it. Of course, I'm going to sign it.
Get your money,
You're the
nigga.
One who made this decision right? ahead yep. of time.
Y'all handed me this money.
Now you solidified and validified everything that I believe in myself. Like right. I said,
even
I'm a champion.
Duh. So, with all of that, what you going to tell me when they sign me and not you? You see what I'm saying? In the type of I don't know him personally,
but it's bad too.
But it's the attitude, bro. It's the way that I'm already moving. That y'all saying y'all don't fuck with me, right? Y'all, I've been the problem the whole time, but y'all just gave me a 6-year contract.
Hey, if they really did say, okay, so look, if he was out here saying you was a backpack for Steph,
mm-hmm.
right? So that's I'm trying to say that you're not worth, you know,
yeah,
being on the team.
Mm-hmm. And how you get punched in the face is that they still ain't signed him yet.
Yeah.
Right? And so, because it's ego and all those other conversations that's happening, because everybody said that about Draymond. It's not just Jordan Poole saying this, nigga. He said it to your face because you guys are next to each other. Everybody in NBA media for the last 7 fucking years have said you a backpack. The only reason you here is because of Steph.
Pretty much.
Everybody said that. So your frustrations with everybody in the NBA came out on Jordan Poole's face.
Yeah, yeah. You're not going to be the one saying this. Not you, nigga. Not
all
you.
These other decisions came to this point, right?
They kept them niggas by each other, too. And that shit sucks.
I don't know how old Brad is, but it's one of those.
He's like 23.
Is Brad, where has he been in his life to be in a situation like this?
Not nowhere.
Right? So as a 23-year-old.
He was very young.
as a 23-year-old, the team told me they love me and they signed me, right? And so I built off of that. I stood on that, right? I
thought that was good enough.
Got punched in the face and got shipped out.
How you gonna punch me in the face and I get shipped out? Like, I did wrong. I got punched.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
Everything he doing now, bro, yeah, I can understand
his feelings. I bet you this nigga probably really drinking, talking about
this nigga be on them off nights. He be like, man, fuck them niggas, man. Yeah, I did everything I did. I was better than Clay, man.
Hey, Doug.
They should have just let me be me.
He gonna be like that for the next 10 years.
At least
I would hope not.
At least for the next one.
I would hope not.
Nah, look, bro, he's still a kid. You ain't fully developed till you're 25.
But I don't want to. I want him to look back on his career and be like, "This is when they fucked me."
No, that's. I promise you, that's how he feels right now. That's why he do it. That's why he's behaving the way he is. Mm-hmm. But he got to get over that.
I hope so. Like, we literally all said we rooting for him, and mm-hmm. Even when I said the team's not going to do well, I was hoping he would do well. I was hoping he would go for 30 and at least, you know, provide some kind of excitement for the team.
Bruh, it's the
it don't look good.
It's the sadness of whatever happened, and then the expectations, mm-hmm. right? And then to go back to what them cats said before, how many teams is actually trying to win out here?
They're definitely not one of them, bro.
Right?
So and we know, but that's where the organization matters, and you got shipped somewhere where they don't care.
So top to bottom. Bro, does this look like a good thing? Would you be happy to be here?
Nah, bro.
Like, so.
I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, I'm telling you. Some dark nights, bro. Nigga,
so I hope
he can get the videos. But that shit.
Hey, but this
playing
is
the music.
But
this isn't funny. But I'm keep trying to make jokes.
But this is the thing, dog. If he can, it's one of those situations where you have to. You have to take ownership of where you are. Regardless of how you got here, regardless of who fucked you over and who did you dirty, nigga, you're here today. And going forward, don't nobody give a fuck about what happened to you.
Damn, that's real.
Nigga, if you're from today forward, it's you.
Do you know who David Goggins is? You the Goggins one that sucked. We talked about him before. Who? You know David Goggins?
I've heard about him.
But you know who I'm talking about when I say
I
him?
I think so.
Your advice sounds like him. And I think he, where it's like the Bobby Knights and the mm-hmm. of the worlds, I think he needs one of those. And I think you said it earlier, it's like the Kings coach. Like,
yeah.
He needs one, though.
Mm-hmm.
Where I think people in general need that kind of direction sometimes, where it's like you need to be told in a way that you don't want to be told,
mm-hmm.
but you have to take it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like we said earlier, you know, it's the last episode, sometimes you got to be able to deal with the heat.
If you can't take it, brother, why are you here? Exactly. This is what comes with it, bro. Like I said a couple episodes ago, that's hazard pay, dog. Mm-hmm. You're not getting millions of dollars just because you can dribble. Like, nigga, that's not it. You're not getting it because you can shoot well. There's niggas that's at the park right now knocking them down, nigga, on a double rim, nigga, with no net.
And we want you so you can handle the pressure.
Right.
You can do all of the things in between.
Yeah.
And I still believe in Jordan Poole to be able to do that. I think he could have been, you know, one of the faces of this league. He can be that. He just gotta get it together, buddy.
Yeah, again, bro, it's like I said, you gotta take ownership. If your teammates, you gotta make sure you and your 11 other comrades in that locker room is on the same page and y'all working to the goal. Because if y'all win, then you look good. If y'all bad, then it's on you. It's always gonna be on you because you the one they brought in.
True.
Right? Like, Kuzma been there. We not gonna put it on him. The other cats, we don't really worry about them, bro. You the one with the biggest contract. We brought you in.
To be the dude.
Win or lose, bro, it's on you. Period. Like, and even if you might not even play that much. You might not even get minutes in the game. Right? But, nigga, if the team lose and you was out there, it's on you. That's how the game go, bro. It's like being a middle manager.
Yeah, because, no, when we do the press clippings and we, you know, we're talking about the team and we give them the titles, we're mm-hmm. putting your name in it. So when the people hear across the league, hear mm-hmm. about the game, we're talking about you. We don't hear about the other teammates and whether they did good or good.
On the highlights,
yeah, we're
on
not
the highlights,
hearing about them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck how good his game was or how good your teammates were doing.
Right.
If you did bad, we're talking about you.
Mm-hmm.
If you did good, we're talking about you. If the team lost, we're talking about you.
And how you didn't contribute.
If
or
you
what
get
you
hurt,
did.
Nigga, we still talking about you. When the fuck are you coming back?
why is this nigga still hurt?
Absolutely.
What is the team Absolutely. Doing about it? Are they going to trade him?
Same thing. I mean, we'd seen it with Wiggins last year. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing, yeah, bro.
Where did he go?
Why do we even care?
That nigga here? Disappeared.
Hey, like that. And that's the thing that I...
And he was happy about it because if he wasn't on the Warriors organization, they wouldn't have dealt with it the way they did. Absolutely. Where it was like, this is our problem to deal with. We don't care how y'all feel. He's gone right now. Let him deal with that. Like, if he was in another organization, it would have been, we don't know where he is. And ask 700 more questions. And then we...
Or we slowly spilling it. Or we...
this nigga whatever. Finally joins the team and they keep asking him questions. So where were you? What's going on? How do you feel about it? What did your teammates feel? How do you... You know, it's like I'm just bombarded with this mm-hmm. shit. Nah.
Yep. That's it's the weird it's the weirdness of how we want to be involved in your life, but we really don't want to help you.
It's too much.
And it's interesting because it's like we can care that much when you're in the league, right? But as soon as you're not in the league, we don't give a fuck.
Man, it's like I see it both ways.
But I also don't. I mean, I was talking the Swaggy P comments,
mm-hmm.
and it's like. I hear him, but I don't have no sympathy either. Because it's one of those things where you guys...
Y'all have the opportunity, and y'all didn't capitalize on it.
You given the opportunity, bro, we see it. We see what y'all do with the opportunity. I know that your sports contract get way more taxes in it than mine do.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know that you get paid in different states and got to pay income taxes in all them states. Right? Like, that shit fuck up that $12 million you got might be three. Actual dollars.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? But nobody, they don't talk about that shit. They just like to tout to you what their contract says. And it's like, you're not looking at none of the taxes that they pay. Details. None of the other shit that they got to pay out of their money already. So money that they got, you make 12 million a year, you might get 3 million to go home with. Cool. What did you do with that over the 10 years of your career?
Hmm.
You got $30 million you should have. Fuck what the numbers say of your contract, nigga. I say you should have $30 million. You bought a house when you got traded. Oh, you bought new cars and shit. Oh, nigga, that the money don't come back. Your
annual strip club visits amounted to.
Man. That's your same way as our money is their money, bruh. If we go to the strip club, nigga, I might not eat next week.
Mm.
Like, if I'm having fun and shit, I'm throwing money
on it. I definitely would.
Like, you know
or
what I mean?
I would go broke.
You see, but that's what I'm saying. But that's what I'm saying. It's like the things that young men, it's all things that young men do, but they're in a unique position to be set up, even if they squander something. And it's amazing to me that they not. And it's like, all right, bro, so are we supposed to have sympathy for you?
Mm.
You know how many years people go to college, nigga, to get a $30,000 a year salary in a career that they want?
They don't want, but at least it's... decent enough.
It's something to work.
Not with. Really decent, hey. Especially now. It used to be decent, but at least I got my degree,
bruh. But again, it's the
although those, I do have debts now.
All those,
I think that's a good thing.
all that time and stuff that cats go to get scraped by and get enough to live by, right? And you got a skill at basketball and were lucky enough to get to the league. And I'm supposed to feel sorry for you because you blew your money?
And it's hard for you after the league because that's what it was really saying. It's like, it's not easy. It's tough for us after the league.
Hey, but it would be a lot easier if you didn't spend that money.
Honestly.
Because it's like, because when you telling me that you got to find yourself, it's like, yeah, because you were a basketball player.
Yeah.
You weren't anything but a basketball player. So you have to find out what else, other things you can do.
And you're not really 40.
And you're not really that skilled.
But think about that, though. I'm about to be 40, and this is the first time I have to think about looking for a job.
That's why you have to fucking...
They money. Worse than the streamers, bro.
Yeah.
We was talking about... We were talking about them. They worse than the streamers. That's crazy.
Bro, nobody seems to pay attention to that part.
No, that part is definitely not a part
it's of it. It's like, Doug, there's a reason why they give you all the money.
Yeah.
We were buying your life for this decade, right? We bought your life for X amount of millions of dollars.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Ah.
Now, you have to figure out what to do after that. And you want regular people that had that day-to-day problem this whole time to feel sorry for you.
What would you do, though?
What?
What would you do if you were to, like, retire? It's like, hey.
Retire from as a basketball player? Sure. Yeah. If I was an athlete and had the opportunity? Oh, I'd retire and, I don't know, make cartoons and shit, paint. Then might travel, might just go live on the beach. Like, there's so many.
I would just cool it out. I wouldn't.
I'm not doing shit. Like, what you mean? I don't have to do anything out here. I've given. It's like being in the military. I've given, done my service, nigga. Mm-hmm. I did my 10 years, hopefully in the league. Feel me? And I got the money from it. All right, bro, I'm out.
I'm done with this.
I don't have to because I didn't. Didn't blow the shit.
I can literally do what I want.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
I don't have, like.
I think it just depends on your values, though.
Well, I was going to say.
Because there's certain players that I've heard this, like, they don't spend any money. You know, they live like they do before they even got paid. It's like, I can understand that.
About the keeping up with the Joneses part and how people, oh, you're an NBA player. You need to be in this neighborhood.
And you have to have this kind of car. And you need to have these kind of clothes. And it has to come from this kind of place.
Bro, at the end of the day, I don't keep up with nobody but myself. I don't need nothing huge. Chad Johnson lived at the stadium until they told him it was weird. Then he got an apartment.
Worse than that is
the
McDonald's.
He did it for like 2 years.
But no, worse than that is the McDonald's stuff. That shit crazy.
I don't even care about that. I'm talking about how different mindsets, bro. He an NFL player. They're telling him he need to have a house in the expensive neighborhood that costs XYZ a month. He stayed at the facility for years. Nigga.
I was saying in relation to that, I'm pretty sure he ate McDonald's because it was cheap. Like that was a thing.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure.
But again, it's the things that you value, bro. He didn't have to, bro, because the facility got food.
No, that was his thing.
Though. No, nigga, listen.
I'm hearing you. I'm just harping on this one point. I'm sorry.
That don't matter.
It don't.
When you stay at the facilities that they have, they got a full kitchens and steps.
Everything, like yeah, I said. Why are you here?
Nigga, you don't have to.
You should buy a house.
Right. And it's like, no, I shouldn't.
I don't need one.
If I get a small apartment that's close enough to here where I can just go there and sleep and be right back here.
But honestly, if you were in that position and, you know, everything that you wanted was in that facility.
I'd stay at the facility. No, nah, but again, it's keeping up with the Joneses and images and things or all the promises that you made. When you signed your contract, I'm going to buy my mama a house. I'm going to buy blah, blah, blah. Everybody going to live under the same roof and shit. And those are the things that people say, not never having to pay the expenses for things like that.
True that.
You see what I'm saying? It's okay. Like, yo, it's real easy to say, oh, I'm going to give everybody cars until you got to pay the registration every year because they ain't got it.
Yeah.
You gave them a car that they can't really afford, so who paying the insurance?
I can't keep up with this. I can't even keep up with the maintenance on this.
You see what I'm saying?
The fucking key broke. Can't get the key.
That's it. So it's shit like that where it's like those are things that, and people ain't shit either. The people that are around them, they ain't shit either. I say that because y'all still acting like fans to your family.
Not just fans, but we want something from you on top of that usually as well. So it's like it doesn't matter what, you know, what you're doing well or what you're not doing. We're trying to get somebody.
Exactly.
So it's like I might not even be here for your best interest.
At all. But I'm just here to get my thing through. At all. I'm not trying to help you. And that sucks.
Where's my ticket? Like the golden ticket.
We going to the.
That's fucked up, huh? But that's pretty. I'm pretty because every single person that has, you know, gotten that $1 million check has said the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody come to me with their handout, so I am the golden ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty hard to not look at you like that. I can't even imagine like being around that person and not like having them feel like I couldn't imagine them not feeling like, you know, people want my money.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Just being around you, and it's like if there we press anything in the world that I want, big or small, fucking everybody, Kit Kat bar, my nigga.
Right.
Why am I paying for it?
Because you got it, man. Well, no, I mean, not what I was saying before is them looking at you as a fan is they not paying attention to the taxes you got to pay. They only.
I'm
see
not looking it. At anything. No, I'm look, just looking. Yeah,
they
I'm
seeing
just
the
looking
same
at,
number
yeah.
that they reporting in.
You
the media.
Signed for $2 million, bruh. You should got it, bruh. I know
like,
you got it.
I got $500K after taxes, and I still ain't paid for my rent yet.
But you still got me though, because you got way more than what I got right now. So
fuck out of here.
That's but that's the, I'm pretty sure that's the mindset. Every fucking where.
That's why I said they ain't shit. Yeah, like that's fucked up.
You set up to fail, and you set up to fail from the get go. But the other level, because we was talking about Jordan Poole. If we were to get back to him thinking about these kind of things, and it's like
it's a lot, bro.
God knows where his people are at, where his mind is at. We saw his dad arguing with the nigga over Twitter. That's probably not a good situation. Bro, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. That's why when you're looking at just the pictures, bro, without knowing anything about him, it's like, this is what this looks like to me because I've felt that way. Mm-hmm. Nigga, I know what that looks like because I felt that way. So, yeah, dog, I want it to turn around for you. But the only way to turn around is when you see your value and know that, nigga, nobody cares about you. At the end of the day,
I got to care about me.
That's it. Because nobody else is... We want you to downfall. Oh, we pray on your downfall.
This goes into that other... where you're taking care of yourself since you know that nobody else is going to take care of you. Mm-hmm. Never give up your fucking money. And I keep hearing people say that. And I'm like, yo, you are so right. And I be saying that shit about Clay and them. And it's like, I just play the part of the shrewd fucking GM.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, I'll just get rid of your ass. But the reality is, I don't want to get rid of your ass. I need to collect all the pieces and keep all the pieces for as low cost as I can. Just take this fucking, you know, pay cut, nigga. Like,
no.
Stay here.
No.
We did this for you. Come on, you know we good for it?
No.
You better do this shit for us.
No.
We gonna drag your ass. Okay. Where you gonna play? Okay. You know, see how you go around the ring?
I'm
trying to be sweet. I'm trying to be nice. I'm trying to be mean. I'm trying to... Whatever I need to do to get you to do what I want you to do for me. No. I'm trying to pimp this bitch.
And she won't let me.
She won't let me. Come on, you know I got it. What the fuck is you doing?
Now you know I'm gonna hook you up on the next one. Nope, nigga. Nope.
What happened to Green? I was, bro, that shit cold. That's why I was saying he should.
Was it Green or was it
Danny Green?
Oh yeah, Danny Green.
I was talking about they should sue him. You're like, what the fuck for? And I'm like, nigga, just to make them look bad. Nigga, just bring some publicity to them to just try to curb their money or their possibilities they in some kind of way. Nigga, stain them.
No.
Yes.
No, bro.
But he
did it.
I know. But he I would feel so fucking angry. I would still try something.
Yeah.
You know, I would cause some kind of a ruckus. Like, what he did was go on a podcast and talk about it. Most people would have just, you know, took that shit and
but
moved.
I mean, it's cool, but it's one of those things where it's like, bro, where do you think you are in the grand scheme of this team?
This is why you shouldn't have took a pay cut.
You see what I'm saying? It's like, you
hindsight is 2020, though.
No, then, bro, because who did they care about? They care about Embiid, and that's about it. They don't care about anybody else, and Maxey now, apparently.
Apparently.
Right?
Right now.
But they didn't, Danny Green died? You okay? You cool? Bro, but what makes you think that we gonna
do anything for you?
That we got you in our plan, in our future plans? What makes
you think you got a parking space, nigga?
Right.
So, yeah, nah.
So why would not, bro? And don't try to ingratiate yourself with the team either. Don't try to be like, that's my sign of being, I want to be here. Who gives a fuck? They don't. Because if they wanted to pay you, well, who was you showing? The Raiders fired Josh Daniels or Josh McDaniels and John Gruden and owed them niggas like $100 million.
Damn.
Right? Under contract. So they got to pay the money.
They're still paying them, but we don't want you here.
So you said it, bro. That tell you the money don't fucking matter. It never matters.
It definitely doesn't matter.
When they want to fire the pay cut. When they want to fire you, they'll fire you and pay you out.
You shouldn't have took the pay cut. Never take a pay cut.
Never.
Ever, ever. So, never. Clay, all that bullshit I was talking before.
Ignore that.
On those episodes that I'm a fan of, we're going to still keep that going. But...
that shit can change. It's like, have a cold week, bro.
Only on when I'm acting like a fan. But right now, when it's real shit and it's real nigga time, fuck them, bro. Fuck everything that they talking about. Get your money.
Get every coin.
And fuck trying to stay with the organization forever. If they try to fuck you over, nigga, get your paper somewhere else. Shit, fuck them. Bro. And badmouth them all the way till you do it. Shit. I don't know why we shut up about it and make it seem like, oh, everything is okay. Oh, well, sucks that this happened, but
I guess, you know, things just happen. I guess it's just a business. No, it's not, nigga. No, I mean, fuck them for doing me like this.
It is, though.
And I would start naming them off. And Bob Myers is a bitch. I'd be doing it like Death Row, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, no, but I mean, that's the thing, though, is it's every job you've ever had tries to convince you into thinking that it's a family. Right.
And that's bullshit.
And that we're in this together and we're here for you and support you and shit. No, nigga, I pay you for a fucking service.
Nigga, I'm family as long as my contract says.
Bro.
That's how long I'm family.
I pay you for a service. Period. I pay you for a service. We not close, nigga. We not tight. We not bonded.
No, but even if you try to hit me with that I'm family shit, I'm part of the family only for how long my contract says. And that's if I play out my full contract.
That's if I want
here, you know what I mean? Like in the, from a player's position.
But that's
as far as family goes.
But that's kind of my point. Is it's like even then is we not family, bro? Because you don't trade cousins. You know, you're not like, all right, bro. Hey, I fuck with you, cuz. I fuck with you, dog. Hey, but this nigga over here, though. He better than you, dog. He got better shoes. I like his sweaters and shit. So I'm going to just trade you.
Let me rock his. I can fit his size.
You don't.
I got to come up off this, bro. I just.
You don't do that,
he's like a number one. You're like a third rounder, you know? It just doesn't work. But I pray for you in your next endeavor.
I hope everything is good, too. I hope you like it over there. You don't do that to family,
dog. I hope you like it over there.
You don't do that. So that's what I'm saying is all of that is bullshit, even no matter what they tell you. Even if they keeping it hush hush and blah blah blah. It's like, nah, bro, it's my refusion to you saying when they say it's just a business, it's like, no, nigga, it is a business because at the end of the day, I'm contracting you for a service. I don't give a fuck about your emotions, nigga. I'm paying you to produce. Period. If you don't produce, I will send you somewhere else. If you produce and do some shit I don't like, I'm going to send your ass somewhere else, nigga.
So what you think going to happen with Jordan Poole? You think he going to end up staying? You think they're going to just deal with him? Or do you thought
he might get shipped. I was thinking, because if he does get shipped, he might end up out of the league eventually.
That's possible.
Yeah.
Do
you even think it's part of his trajectory?
Anything possible, my nigga. And especially when if you depressed, like really, like real nigga down in the dumps and nothing's pulling you out. Like I said, you get grasping for happiness, nigga.
Well, just a little bit of perspective. And from his, just if I were to put myself in his mind, the way that I see myself and the way that people were talking about me, the things that could have happened, I was supposed to be the second coming of Curry. You know what I mean? I was supposed to take over this team, this franchise for him. They were building me up for this. This is what they're telling me I can do. Mm-hmm. They showing me, and I'm showing out saying I can do it. I helped this team actually win that championship. Mm-hmm. They ingratiated me as a part of this team, as a part of the core of this team. They said I was a splash brother, you know, and they gave me the name, you know, all of these things.
All that shit is dead.
To get punched in the face.
All that shit is dead.
And shipped out.
Yeah. But again, everything you just said is you gotta believe that shit in yourself and go to work every day trying to prove it. I'm trying to shit on you niggas. Every day I come into work, I'm trying to shit on you niggas. Period. I don't give a fuck. Everybody ops, I'm trying to kill y'all niggas every time I step out here. If you can't get to that mindset.
He gotta get in his Kobe era.
You see what I'm saying? Hey,
I don't think it's in him though.
But
I don't think that's part of it.
I think it's in him.
Not defensively. And I think that matters in his game.
Nah, but it's like, it does because it's basketball and you should play both ends of the court. But it doesn't if the person that everybody believes he can be, if he shows up and wants to be that.
I think the reason why I say that isn't because he has to look good on offense or defense. Isn't it he has to look good? The heart to play. And I don't think he has the heart.
But that's what I'm saying is I feel like if he's having fun and wants to be out there, he gonna try. It's not gonna look good or whatever. He might not be a defensive stopper.
Yeah.
But he got effort, nigga, because I'm proving to you niggas that I'm better than every last one of you bitch ass niggas that said I'm not. That's it. Cause it's everybody ops. It's not even the niggas that fuck with me. Fuck you too. Man, you said something bad about me, fuck you too. Nigga, right. I'm out here trying to prove to you every day, nigga, that I'm that nigga.
All right.
That, but if you don't do that, you can't. I know what I mean?
I'm just saying. I'm ready for his Red Hood arc. Yeah. I'm trying to see him come back, I'm with bro. It. I want to see him come back. Nobody would expect it.
I think he's shooting niggas. I think he could get there.
I got guns now.
I think he could get there. It's really just a it's a mental block, bro. It's hard to. I can't tell him what to do. I don't know what he's really going through, right? It's like all I can say is that I know what it takes to that what it took to get me out of there, and it's fuck everybody in this room, nigga. I'm better than all y'all. And I'm proving it every time I come to work, nigga. Every time I come in here, nigga, to the time I go off, I'm better than you. Man, remember that. And I want you to know that. Every time I'm out here, I'm better than you. And that's the mindset, nigga. Every day, day in, day out, bro. Drunk, like, getting home, drained, nigga. Tired. Nigga, better than these niggas. Fuck them whole ass niggas. Better than you.
I don't think that's in them, bro. But we gonna see. We gonna see. We gonna see. I ain't gonna badmouth the nigga no more. Because I actually like him, and I really want him to do good, but,
yeah,
you know, we're going to see.
Yeah, I think, like I said, like, you asked the question, and it's like, I think he got it in him. It's just the, you got to know that nobody's there for you, bruh. At the end of the day.
Ain't no friends, cuz.
Bruh, nobody, the Calvary is not coming over that hill. There's no nobody friend. To save you, dog. Nice. Only you. If you
can prevent forest fires, nigga.
Yeah. Cause that's it. Only like dog, that I'm telling you, dog, if people realize that part instead of always putting their hands up and being like, somebody should help me. I need help. Somebody should help me. It's like no, nigga, the Calvary's not coming.
Smokey the Bear, guys.
That nobody's coming, bro. Like you just out you out on that island, nigga, you better learn how to swim or make a boat, nigga, cause nobody's coming. Once you get that part, the rest of it will come easy because it's like, oh, I can't trust nobody. I can't rely on nobody. It's only on
bro,
me.
You can't even trust Wilson out here, bro.
Nope, that nigga turned
on you. That nigga turned on him, yeah. We need to wrap up, bro. I'm getting what you call it.
Sad.
My mind is wandering.
No, it's about that time, dog.
It's about that. Looking at my celly like it's about that time.
I hope you watch this on Rock's Crowd TV. If not, please do. I'm at Luno.
I'm Trey B the Wonder.
This has been a Straight Dope Show. Until next time.
This is the Straight Dope Show.
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 Diabetic.